I don't understand. No, I don't understand.
It's just a board, and it's raised somehow, and it's attached to two things. It's loose, and the child jumps up and down.
Can bounce a board?
Mm-hmm. A limber plank of some sort?
No.
Okay. Most people are not familiar with that. Mm-hmm. How about one where the plank is anchored in the middle, and a child gets on the end and spins around?
It's a plank. Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of what do you call those, like, circular merry-go-round type things that you kick, but a mm-hmm. plank like that, mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same sort of thing. Some people call them merry-go-rounds.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a flying Jenny? That's another very common name for it.
I've heard that term somewhere.
Have you?
Uh-huh. Hmm. But I wouldn't have been able to identify what it meant, but somehow I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you will know this one. You tie a long rope to a tree limb and there's a seat.
A swing.
Okay. What do you carry coal in?
You store it in a bin. You carry it. What'd you carry coal in? A pail or a bucket?
Right. Do you know the word scuttle?
Nope.
Okay. Hod?
Nope.
Okay. And what runs from the stove to the chimney? I guess an old-fashioned type stove.
The pipe. What do you call that? The stack. I don't know what you'd call that.
Well, you said pipe. Is that what you would call it?
Yeah. I mean. The stove pipe? Is that what you...
What is a flue?
The flue is on a chimney, is the metal trap door that opens or closes, isn't it?
I don't know.
The flue, the chimney flue. I think that's the flue, sure.
Some people use that for the stove pipe. There's
a lot
of confusion about
that. Okay, maybe the flue is the actually interior cavity. Is the flue maybe actually the interior of the chimney? I mean, to clean the flue. Hmm. Shucks, I'm going to forget.
Okay. Hmm. And then a small vehicle that's used to carry bricks or other heavy things in, which has one wheel in the front. And
yeah, a wheelbarrow.
All right. Ever hear that called anything else? Like a Georgia buggy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about a small portable thing for sharpening a knife or something on?
A whetstone.
Hmm. And what about a large thing that turns around with a handle?
What do we call it? A grinding stone?
Good. And the thing that you drive is a...
A car?
Mm-hmm. And if something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you do what to it? Not oil it, but...
You grease it.
All right. And if you did this yesterday, you...
Yes, greased and have greased.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you would say they're all...
Greasy.
Okay. And then if your door is squeaking, what would you put on it?
Oil.
Mm-hmm. And what is the stuff that they used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Did you ever see a makeshift lamp made out of a rag in a bottle and kerosene?
Yes.
Do you have a name for it?
No.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau for that kind of lamp?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's Louisiana, chiefly. Inside the tire of a car, there used to be an inner...
Tube.
All right, and if they've just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water, you say they're going to do what?
Launch.
And what do you have names for types of small boats without motors that you might use for fishing on a lake?
For fishing and without motors?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could use a rowboat.
Mm-hmm. Is that flat bottom?
Yeah.
How about the ends of it? Are they square or pointed?
Usually one is one and one is the other.
Okay.
It's sort of... Uh-huh. Flattened in the rear and pointed mm-hmm. in the
any others?
Aft. Non-motor for fishing, yeah, because you wouldn't use a canoe for fishing, so I would say, you know, first thing comes to my mind is a rowboat. I suppose you can go out on a raft, but usually that's not for sitting still to fish, so.
Would you ever call it a bateau or a john boat?
I would call it a bateau if I was on the Loire River,
yeah.
I suppose.
But not in Houston.
No.
All right. We won't do those. If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in his clothes and say,
get dressed. No.
And then...
The child says, yeah, get dressed. And then what?